the God that separated me from my dear Lord. It was so vast, the crossing I could never hold. Where I was to his command, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where you are. And he came to me. Was bound in chains of my sin. He came to me when I possessed no hope within. He picked me up and drew gently to his side, where today in his sweet love I now abide. And he came to me. He came to me. Oh, when I could not come to where he was, he came to me. That's why. Jesus was, he came to me. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, we're reading this morning in 2 Corinthians to begin with, and we probably will, as usual, read several places in the Word of God. But I was reading this morning, praying, thinking about what the Lord would have us to say today. And my mind just came to this scripture here that's in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verses 17 and 18. And I want to take a little thought this morning. The change has begun. The change has begun. And this is a day of change, you know. But there's a change in the Word of God that takes place for God's people. Amen. That propels us to the place where that He has ordained for us to be to begin with. And as the change begun, it's not going to stop until we have a glorified body. See, that's the ultimate end of salvation. That's the completion of salvation. And Paul wrote about it in the Word of God. It didn't take place in his day, but it's in the Word, and it's going to take place. See, we had to come through seven church ages and all those things. So I want to begin reading here in 2 Corinthians 3, but let's pray before reading now. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this another privilege, Lord, to come once again to speak your word, Lord, right here at the end time. We never know, Lord, just what the future holds, but the main thing is we know who holds the future. And we never know what tomorrow will bring. And we are not concerned about that because tomorrow is in very good hands. And you promised never to leave us nor forsake us, not even to the end of the world. Lord, and you said as your great servant Solomon was praying and dedicating the temple, he said, not one good word of your promise has failed. Amen. And I can say amen to that, Lord. Every promise that you've made in the Word of God has come to pass and is in the process of coming to pass. And of a surety, we can say not one good word shall fail. So I pray that you'll just anoint us to minister the Word of God today and anoint the people to hear. And Lord, that you'll just bless us all together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, verse 17, here's where I want to begin to get a thought for text. It says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Now, this whole thing here deals with the law and all. The Spirit of the Lord was always there because it was a do and don't for a natural people. But Paul began to tell us here there's something better. And then he says, verse 18, but we, with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord. Amen. He's comparing now somewhat what they saw in Moses and they saw in the Lord Jesus Christ. They had Moses had put a veil over his face and their heart was blinded, but it was there to show us what sin was. If you'll read the book of Romans, next verse, you start again with that. It says, but we all with open faces beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord. Now watch. Don't miss it. And are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, you're changed from glory to glory, and you've been looking let me read it. But we, with open faces, beholding in the glass the glory of the Lord. In other words, he's not got a veil over him. That's what the verse is that above. Amen. You can see him face to face, up close and personal. Hallelujah. He's our bridegroom, see. But now I want you to show the change has begun. He began to change us what? From glory unto glory, we're changed into his image. And that's why we are hearing the Word of God. That's why we come to church. We are making that change every day, a little at a time. Hallelujah. And this change is literally going to translate us into a new body. Now, bring it out of the realm of just our soul. See? Now, that's what God's working on in this hour. And He's not working. I don't know if working be the right word. I suppose it will in the right context. God is taking us to the next stage, see? Even Paul said, not that I have obtained all these things. He said, but I'm pressing for the prize of the mark of the high calling of God. And there is no higher calling of God than to be the wife of His Son. Amen. So, Paul's writing here to the people there of Thessalonica. Brother Jackson used this word, Thessalonica. It may, I don't know, I say Thessalonian. That's what I've always said from the mountains, so I'll just say it that way. I want to read in the fourth chapter. And I want to begin reading in verse 13. Now, we got the part now. Salvation has started, and He changed us in time to time. Amen. The change is taking place. The change is almost completed. We're in the final stage of the changing. Amen. And it's literally going to change these bodies. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people, and I don't want to be critical of how people plan their personal, but a lot of people have a little baby. I saw someone on TV, I think one of the newscasters. They'd had a little baby. He says, well, so I know what that means. I'll help start saving back part of my money for their college tuition on down the road. But let me tell you, as you see this change take place, it changed your thinking. It changed your mentality. It changed the way you look at things. Amen. We're in the last of the last days, see. The Bible says the generation that see that fig tree put forth its bud, which we all know is Israel, that generation's not going to pass away till all be fulfilled. And in Matthew there it says, in the last day, said you'll have earthquakes in diverse places and all these calamities. Well, we've always had some earthquakes, but there's a website that you get the world's earthquakes. We got it in our favorites. Just click on it. Almost every day, not just one, there's many of them, see. Amen. This thing's shaking. But as it shakes, we see the sign of the end time. I'm not planning for 15 years out here in the future. Amen. 20 years. Amen. I'm not going to say, get me a little savings, let it get maybe 15 years from now, I'll have this much or that much. Amen. Of course, I'm too old anyway to do that. Amen. But the point is, I tell you, I don't think I'm so old, but what I can be translated, change in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. Praise God. Now, when Paul, he preached about this, he knew that it weren't going to take place in his day, but he put it in here for us. He knew that we would be coming down the road and we would need it. Because he told him there, says about being changed in a moment. He said, but I know this. You're not going to see, personally, you're not going to see my face anymore. Because this is my last trip through, because I'm going home to be with the Lord. He said, I've done been over there. And these not all his words. I've done been over there and see what it is. And that's in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians, where he said, if this earthly tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God already in the heaven. Hallelujah. We've had a man in this day and hour. Amen. Was thinking about this, Brother Brown. And the Lord said to him, would you like to see what's on the other side? He said, it would help. And all of a sudden, he felt himself slipping out of his body. And he looked, and that was his body laying there. But here was he with all these people saying, my precious brother, my precious brother. And he said, just to think, I was scared of that. Amen. Scared to go over. Scared to pass through that door of death. Amen. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ, amen, died to bring victory to all those that were in bondage to the fear of death all their lifetime. We don't fear death. Amen. We're not going to get up on the building and jump off, though. Amen. But we know that, amen, we're in good hands. Amen. I believe this with all my heart. I believe we will be raptured out of here. The change has already begun to take place. Hallelujah. It's taking place in the Spirit. It's taking place in our mind. We even think different now. That's the reason we think different. There's a change taking place. Amen. We're not planning way out here in the future for something. Amen. The only future plans I got is to be in the rapture. Amen. I know that we got the earthly things we got to do, and don't never think that I'm saying that we don't. We do. We got to. If you got a job, you got to go to the job. You got bills to pay. You got to pay your bills, and you got these things. Amen. But you're in a different world. Jesus said, "You're not of this world. You even feel strange out here among the world. You feel like I don't belong to this place." Amen. Well, you don't, because you were with Him in the beginning. And that time when God saw you there, it's all coming together. You're realizing, I'm where I was before the foundation of the world. This is where God saw me. This is what God said to be. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let me read this. Paul's telling us here, telling some of the things take place. He said, verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 4, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren." See, don't want us to be ignorant. They want us to understand. "Concerning them which are asleep," or dead. That's what we call dead. He calls it sleep. "Sleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Now, I want to say this here. I know when a loved one passed away, if you're close to a loved one, naturally you're sad and have some sadness there, and so they're not there around anymore. But you don't sorrow in the sense you know that they've gone to a better land. That's the main thing. Hallelujah. You rejoice. And I know when we had the funeral here, I rejoiced. I thank all of you, most of you who was here. Amen. And Brother Cleveland testified about an old woman that he went to see. Well, actually, that was a man and woman that he went to see. They was very old. So they was dying, and they called him and said, "If you want to see him alive, come on over to South Dallas. He's the one to be alive when morning comes." Well, the fact is, they weren't. But he was over there and went over in church. He was kind of broke up praying. And all of a sudden, he went somewhere. The light, he didn't turn on the light. He just went in and found him a place, and he's just praying and weeping there a little bit. And all of a sudden, he was in another place. And there was a beautiful surrounding, a beautiful sofa there, and here come the most beautiful lady he's ever saw. Amen. Sat down over, and he looked, and she says, "God bless you." And, said several things. "God bless you for what you've done," and so on. And it's on the tape. You can hear the funeral tape. It's on it. But the point is, she was sitting here, amen, and he just saw her, and she just talked to a young, beautiful lady. Her hair was white. It all come out bad, just a little fizz of hair left. But this lady he saw was sitting there, beautiful, long red hair, the most beautiful thing you ever seen. And he went, after he come out, he said, "What in the world was that?" And he shook up, so he went across the street to her and said, "She just died." Amen. Well, he just talked to her. She just talked to him there. Amen. That's what this thing's all. It is real, see. Amen. See, that's what Paul said. We've already got a body. If we go out of this, we just go directly into it. Amen. And when Joyce, a few days before she died, she had a dream, that I believe it was, if I remember all the details on it right here, that she was walking down this beautiful trail in such a beautiful place like she's never saw before. And she came to this little stream there, and there was rolling hills and all. And she saw three men coming towards her. And she looked, And she recognized that one of them being Brother Brown, he was a young man. And there was two others with him. And he took her by the hand and says, Joyce, come and go with me. And they started up the hill and she came out of it. Amen. I tell you, this thing is real. It's not just something we're up here talking about, trying to get some people enthused, or we want you to be enthused, but trying to get you to believe something or stirred up in a certain way. These are facts. Word of God facts. He said, don't worry about them that's going on. Now watch what he said. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Now I want you to notice that. Amen. I had a brother come to church here. Well, he came quite some time. But I had preached along this line, but he wanted to correct me. He said, I would like to correct you on something there if I may. I said, well, I sure would appreciate it. And he said, you're saying that we got to be resurrected. You know, there'll be a resurrection, dead will be raised. And I said, yes. He said, but what it is, they don't really resurrect because they're not there. He turned and read this scripture, them that are dead in Christ will God bring with Him. He said, they're in heaven and the Lord's going to bring them with Him when He comes. They're not coming out of the ground. He said, God's going to bring them with Him. But the point being this is, that is only their theophthalmos, spiritual body. I want to show you in a minute where it says, this corruptible will put on incorruptible. Hallelujah. That the Word of God says there's resurrection in the days of Jesus. First, Jesus resurrected. First begotten from the dead, see. Amen. And Matthew 27 says, those there was many of the saints which slept, came forth out of the grave. Amen, and went into the city. Praise God. When Jesus came, we'll show it to you in just a moment. There will be a resurrection. Yes, the thing is, if we don't get the scripture right, there's a change taking place. We know these things. We're thinking different. Amen. Christ come back in Revelation chapter 10 in the Spirit as a mighty angel. Glory to God. Yes, heaven has come down. Praise God. Now, this is a miracle about this heaven come down. I was over in Zimbabwe preaching. And some of them say about hell, this is evil, this place getting so evil, hell's opened its mouth up and so on and like that. We were talking on the way to the church there. Amen. And Barbara made the statement, says, if hell has come up, then heaven has come down. Amen. See, Paul said, we're in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Paul said in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews that we've come to an innumerable host of angels. We've come to where the spirits of the just men are. Well, the Spirit just means we've come to God, we've come to Jesus. When we come to Him, it's all in the spiritual kingdom of God. Well, I preached that night and the people were really rejoicing in the Lord. And what did I preach on that night, Barbara? So if anyone wanted to hear. Oh, yeah, obtaining that which previously was unattainable. You can hear it on the and see it on the video. And one brother, when I got through preaching, He was interpreting another language. But all of a sudden, just as clear as I'm speaking today, he says, I feel like heaven has come down. Hallelujah. Amen. So that confirmed what the Barber is saying there, that heaven has come down. Well, he didn't hear say, he wasn't with us. He didn't even speak our language. Amen. But he said, heaven has come down when I got through preaching. And the rejoicing was taking place and it just felt like in heaven, see. Praise God. So here he's saying that God's going to bring them with Him, see. Now watch now. Let's go to verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent or hinder them which are asleep, and there again he's using the word sleep because it's talking about saints, they don't die. How many knows they can't die? We call it death. And the Bible talks about second death. This old body can, but this old body, it's just what we live until God's get ready to get us there. Amen. I thank God that He helps us and keep this old body in good shape and all that. Glory to God. But the real me is that spiritual me. It's my theophany. Amen. And more we're going to see it. Hallelujah. Amen. And when that devil, death angel come, which is something that God permitted to come into being when Adam and Eve sinned, when he come, you're going to be able to say, death, get away. Where's your sting, death? Amen. The Bible says Jesus died to take away and deliver them that was in fear of death all his lifetime. Amen. You can say, get away. Hallelujah, because you got a revelation, you're one of them, and the change is taking place. It's taking place in your mentality, your thinking, your way of looking at things. Hallelujah, there's a change. You're being changed. You don't look at things like you used to. Praise God, but you're looking at things. You're looking, Paul said, we don't look on temporal things. Hallelujah, but the things which are eternal. How many knows it? Because you, when you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life, you became an eternal being. And you can no more die than God can die. You can no more be lost than God can be lost. You've already got eternal life. Amen. He said, no man can pluck you out of the hand. I quoted that and somebody said, well, he didn't say you couldn't jump out of the hand. No, he said, give us eternal life, and that means never had a beginning and will never have an end. You're saved, and he won't charge sin against you. Amen. Because you're in Christ, and he would have to charge it to Christ. Watch it. You are part of Christ. You're a member of his body, and if he charged sin against you, he would have to charge sin against Christ because you're part of him. You're his wife. Amen. Now what? Let's get the next verse. Now here's what God said would be at the end time. This is taking place here. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend heaven with a shout. Alright, now I want you to watch. There's three stages of this. First, he descends heaven with a shout. There's a message, a shout. It goes around the world and wake up the people. Hallelujah, here's a shout. And that's the same thing in Matthew's the 25th chapter, where it says all the virgins were asleep, and at midnight hour there was a cry made. Go ye out to meet him. Well, some went on and went in, but others went out trying to get oil. See, they are what we call foolish virgins. They were virgins. There was 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. And what make a foolish virgin is you do foolish things, see. Amen. And being foolish is knowing this Word of God is 100% true. Knowing there's a message, hallelujah, that God's given. Knowing there's a river of life flowing. Hallelujah. But yet you're foolish enough, won't go out here and dabble around some church system and something another, and so many people won't start their own works. Well, I tell you, God's got one work. Amen. How many knows it? That's the working of the body of Christ. Amen. Alright. So God sent a message through Brother William Brown around the world. He went 7 times with a shout. And then it says, with the voice of the archangel. Hallelujah. That means the mighty angel of Revelation chapter 10, which archangel. Now I want you to notice it's the Lord, but yet he's operating in the sense of an archangel, see. Amen, because he didn't come physically. Now, I want to drop this in. I hope I don't get too long here dropping it. When they asked Peter about the coming of the Lord, this is Acts chapter 3. He was a Jew, and he was a Jewish people. Peter was not to be in the rapture. The Jews had their place, their brethren. See, the bride, every place you look and read Amen. He'd take out of the Gentiles the people for His name's sake. Israel's going to rule in and around Jerusalem. Peter asked Jesus, said, "What shall we have? Therefore we have left all and follow you." He said, in the millennia, in the regeneration, you'll sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. But the bride, Acts 15 chapter said He takes out of the Gentiles the people for His name's sake. In the book of Romans 11th chapter, it says God blinded the Israel. Amen. And He broke that Israeli branch off. Now don't miss it. Broke that Israeli branch off the tree of God. Amen. And He grafted in a wild olive branch, which is Gentile. Hallelujah. And Israel blind in part until the time of the Gentiles has expired. Amen. Then He'll send two prophets and open their eyes again. Amen. With the word of God while the bride's in glory. So the Lord Himself sent heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and then the final completion of it, where we're at now, it says, and with the trump of God. Amen. Now, I want you to notice that the final stage of this, and that's what's sounding now, the trump of God. And Paul, he spoke about it, and he said, at the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall be able to prepare? Amen. In other words, it has to be something sure, has to be something from the Word. It has to be timely, the change taking place. This is what absolutely changed you in a moment and twinkling of an eye. It changed the living, and amen, not only does it change the living, that's one purpose of it, but as that began to take place, the dead get up. Hallelujah. The living and dead will be right here together. The whole body of Christ walking around here in this earth. Amen. Yes, sirree. Glory to God. And then the dead in Christ shall, He sinned with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Now I want you to notice that word together. Now that together, you might want to know, together means both dead and living will be right here together before there is ever a catching up. Hallelujah. All that's died throughout the church is ordained to be the bride. Amen. They're going to get up. Amen. Just like they did in Jerusalem there, they got up and went into town and appeared to many. Glory to God. Amen. They were real too. The people went in, they were real. They went in, they appeared to many. Amen. Talk to them or whatever. We don't know how. Let me tell you, it was 40 days and 40 nights they were here walking around in this earth. Those that Old Testament saints that have rose. You say, how do I know? Well, the first chapter of the book of Acts says Jesus was here after His resurrection teaching His disciples, talking to them for 40 days and nights. And it says when He ascended on high, He took them with Him. That means they stayed right here all that time. They were all together with the living. Hallelujah. So, here's what's going to happen. The dead's going to get up and then we'll get together. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. With them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. Now I want you to notice that. He says, caught up together. He don't use the word will be changed, but I want to get over here and get that in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. There's a scripture there that must be included in this. Amen. Because there's two words there that I want to specifically get on, and the word is change. Change. And this is talking about not the spirit, not the soul, but the change here in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians is talking about the body. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want to show you here how and why some people say the Lord's going to bring them with them so there's no resurrection. Amen. if there's no resurrection, we don't even need to be baptized. That would typify death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. Paul said, if there's no resurrection, why are you baptized for the dead like that? In other words, what are you doing some of these things for? But there is a resurrection. Now, watch the two things. Don't miss the changes now taking place. Hallelujah. That's why our thinkings are different. That's why we look at things differently. Amen. The change is taking place. And baptized into the body of Christ, we've been changed. Amen. And the Word of God says in Colossians 1:13, says that we've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God. That's first chapter of Colossians, 13th verse. It's so important that we've been translated. We're not out of this world. Our thinking are different. The change has begun. Amen. Watch. We've come through the salvational part of the plan. But Paul said, let us go on to perfection. Let's don't stop with this. Amen. That's Hebrews chapter 6. Let us go on. Amen. Well, see, we've gone on and we've gone on till Ephesians chapter 4 there tells us we've reached the fullness of the statue of the man Christ Jesus. Amen. And said we're no longer tossed to and fro. Why? Because we're in the stream. We're in the river. Amen. We're in the Word. That stream of life-giving, revelational, spiritual Word. Amen. Flowing right down through us. And we're all happy in the stream, see. Amen. Now watch as I just wanted to get this to show you why as our precious brother, a good brother, but see, he didn't understand leadership. See, God's got leadership, and it's come through the apostolic office. You can get 40,000 different ideas and opinions. But that is not the bride. Because even double-minded, she can't even be double-minded. See, the Bible says a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. In other words, you got to know what you believe, where you're going, and you got to know why you believe it. And the reason is the Holy Ghost is in you saying amen to every word, see. Amen. Now watch the body being changed here. That's what I want to get here. Because of what our brother kindly told me, that I was wrong, and that they don't raise because God brings them with them. But watch this as we read here. I'm in 1 Corinthians 15th chapter. I'm in verse 51. Paul says, behold, I show you a mystery. So they can't understand. We shall not all sleep. Now he's talking to the living. He's not talking about them that's died now. See, over there he's talking about them that sleep with God bring with them. But now he said we shall not all sleep or we shall not all die. There's going to be a people that will not die. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Amen. There's a certain place that we're approaching where when you cross that line, the bride will not die. She'll be changed. Amen. Hallelujah. And once she's changed, she may be able to hang around here a while. You say, well, how could you? Where did you get that, preacher? I get it by the fact those in the first resurrection there, when Jesus rose, they were here 40 days and 40 nights, and they did appear to many, the Bible says. Hallelujah. That's so good there, isn't it? Paul said, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Now here he's talking, how many sees he's talking about a different category? He's not talking about people that have died. Amen. We'll get to that in just a moment. He's not talking about somebody that have died and going to be resurrected and caught up. No, he's talking about a living people that is changed in a moment. Watch here. Amen. The change is taking place. Our mentality has already changed. Our thinking's already changed. Our planning's already changed. Amen. And the Lord's become all in all to us. Hallelujah. And our body, as soon as it gets so it'll fit our mentality into that glorified body, amen, all of a sudden, amen, we'll be walking along and this old body will drop off. There we'll be in a perfect body. I'll show you one. Enoch in the Bible. How many of you ever heard of Enoch? We got a good friend over in Africa named Enoch. But here, Enoch was walking along, and the Bible says he was not, but God took him. Says, but before, and said he was translated. And said before, this is Hebrews chapter 12 also. The Bible says before his translation. Now he didn't die. Don't get death in your mind here. He didn't die. Before his translation, he had the testimony. How many knows what the testimony was? He had the testimony that he pleased God. Amen. And was translated. Now that's physically. Amen. He was gone. They may have looked around. Where's Enoch? He's gone. Amen. He was translated. Well, there was another man. He was Elijah, wasn't it? Instead of Elijah. Amen. God let him know, Elijah, I'm going to take you home. And Elisha was his helper there, another prophet, coming along with him, says, what would you that I do for you? Elijah did, because he came along with him. He said, that I may have a double portion of thy spirit. He said, that's a hard question, but if you see me when I'm taken away, you'll get it. Amen. So he followed Elijah, and they came across the brook there, as you know. And Elijah, instead of crossing on the other side, there came a shed of fire, whirlwind down, shed of fire, and he just stepped on it and left. He threw his mantle back. Amen. He didn't die. I tell you, don't think this is preaching something that's unheard of. Amen. Adam wasn't supposed to die if you got the message last week. Amen. How God redeemed his children. Amen. God didn't make man to die. Death is something that weren't in the original. Death is something that only came into being when man sinned. Amen. And it's going out a bit. And it was never defeated by no one, Moses or any of the rest. Amen. Even though God translated some to show the rapture. Amen. But there was a man faced death head on. His name was Jesus. Amen. There in the garden, he had to strain to do it. Amen. But we don't have to. Amen. He prayed till his sweat became a great drops of blood. Amen. Then he rose up and the angel came to strengthen him. Amen. He said, Now, the book of Hebrews said with strong trying he offered up and he defeated death. Amen. But the point being is, then he willingly laid down his life for you and me, that we could defeat death. He defeated it for us, and then he turned right around and gave it to us. I can't die. I don't have to fear death. Amen. When I had my massive heart attack, did I worry about dying or death or anything? It didn't even come into my mind. Amen. It may have been because I wasn't going to die, you know, I don't know. But the point is, that's not something to be scared of. It's something to shout about. Amen. All right. I'm getting to. Let me go ahead here. Notice we'll be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. When? At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised. Now, watch this. Please don't miss it. Because here he's talking about they that are alive will be changed, but now he's talking about dead being raised at the exact same time. The trumpet message does both. Hallelujah. How many sees that? The trumpet does both. And remember the coming Lord, the threefold phase of the ministry, the shout went forth. Okay. Then the last phase of it was that trump of God. And John, after the church age over in the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation, he was picked up in heaven. The first voice he heard was as a trumpet talking. Hallelujah, saying, come on up a little higher, or come up higher. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what we've done. We've come up higher, and we can hear a trumpet. That's what the trumpet does. It raises you up higher. Amen. And it changed these old vile bodies. The change is taking place. Amen. The change has begun. Amen. It's so unseen because it takes place in the inner person first. Amen. It takes place in your mind, your mentality, your thinking, your way of operating. Amen. Somebody might see you after prayer or something, think you're walking around like you don't know where you're at. Hallelujah. After deep prayer. Amen. Because you're in another world. Hallelujah. And we can't live in it all the time. Till God get changed us. These old bodies can't take it. Because what would you do getting your car drive down the road in another world? Amen. You might not make it. And when you sister begin to cook, amen, putting the dough in the cake pan, amen, that's in the natural. But yet, within you, you know you're happy. Amen. You know that the change has begun. Now, I'm not going to have time to get this. I took a little too much time on this other one. But see, with Sarah, the change begun. Now, watch real close, you. Because I'm not going to bear down on it too long. I don't have the time today to bear down real hard. But notice, when the trumpet sound, the change began. And it will be completed by the raising of the dead, the changing of the living. But I'm here to tell you the change has begun. Now watch, when the angel, or when God came to Abraham, he told Abraham, I made you a promise. But notice all them long, long, long years, and all that agony, and all that strain and trying to believe. All that time went by. But then one day a voice came and said, about this time next year, amen, about this time next season, he said, that Sarah, thy wife, shall conceive. Now, if you read in the book of Romans, in the book of Hebrews and all, you'll find out Abraham, the Bible says, was good as dead. Amen, it ceased to be with Sarah as with woman. Amen, but here come a voice that started a change beginning in her body. Hallelujah. Amen. That voice caused Abraham to think different. Amen. Abraham knew from that moment on, this is going to come to pass just what Paul said. And I'm bringing it up to date when I said just what Paul said. Paul said we'll be changed in a moment. See, amen, the change has begun. It's beginning our thinking. We don't think it's crazy to think about being changed in a moment twinkling eye. We don't think it's crazy for the dead getting up and walking around among us. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that's what the trumpet does. And it's sounding today. That's what that was that came to Abraham. It was a trumpet. And it began something in Sarah. Now watch her mind for a sec. And I've got to close on this here in just a few months. Watch her mindset. At first, when it was said to her, thy wife Sarah, that's what the angel said, God Almighty came in form, came down and said, Sarah's going to conceive and bring forth a child. She'll have that son that I promised you 25 years ago. And said, I know you were too old then to have a child, and you're even older now. But said, watch what God can do. Watch what's going to take place. Well, Sarah, yeah, of course the story we know by heart. Sarah, she just began to laugh. What in the world? This old man been out here? This old man been out there in the desert too long? He's talking crazy talk. Well, you would think the same thing. Don't blame Sarah too much. You would think the same thing. Abraham even laughed one time. Amen. See, God was telling you you're going to do something that ain't never been done before. You're too old to have children, yet you're going to have a child. Well, when Sarah came out, the man looked right at her, which was God in the flesh. Said, Sarah, why did you laugh? You know what Sarah done? She done like most of you would do. She said, I didn't laugh. You know? Hey, man, you know why he said, oh, but you did. But said, about this time next season, said, you're going to conceive and bring forth a child. Hey, man, that seed. Hey, man. And immediately her thinking began to change. Amen. Them bird-eye diapers that she had laid back and done give them to her neighbors. Amen. She went and sat Abraham on the camel back and go to the store and give some more. Amen. Her thinking began to change. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a baby. Can you imagine that old woman? Amen. At the first, see, the change begun slow. It had to begin in her mind. That's why God worked with her mind. That's why God says, why did you laugh? Hallelujah. I had to get that mindset right. And then as the mindset got right, the body began to change. And just our mindset get right, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Then this, it changed this whole body. I want to quote the scripture here. Years ago, Barbara used to smoke. And that's no secret. But she's praying about it and thinking about it. And the Lord, it came to her mind, as a man thinketh, so is he. Because she couldn't find a grip that she needed to get a hold of it to throw it away. And I'm speaking to her, most of us here has been on that same track, you know. And she couldn't quite get it. But as a person, then she began to say, I can. I'm going to do it. Amen. Her thinking began to change. And then on the way to the store to get some cigarettes later on, amen, a voice came from within her and said, no more. And since that time, there ain't never been nothing, see. Amen, the mindset. Sarah's mindset began to get her body, amen, her mind. See, in other words, the inner person absolutely changed this whole outer person. Amen. I don't know how many years Sarah lived after Isaac was born, 40 more years. Amen. God didn't give her another seed because that was one seed, Christ. There ain't two seeds. Amen. Amen. There's one Christ in this hour. And Abraham, you know, he said, Sarah, you know, last night I had a pretty good night. The old rheumatism that I've been having to take Tylenol and all these kind of medications for trying to get the pain away. He said, you know what? My old hip bones didn't hurt much last night. So I said, you know what? I didn't need, and these wrinkles in my face, don't accuse me of going to get a facelift now. I didn't. Something's happened to these old wrinkles, say. Amen. Pretty soon, amen, she was a beautiful young lady, amen, that had been changed. And she had that baby just like God said. That's what the change has begun. Where has it begun? Exact same place it did with them. Faith, what to do? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the preached word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The change has begun. How we change from glory to glory into His image, very image. We go from faith to faith, from revelation to revelation. Amen. I didn't read all that, did about the Bible. Discruptible. Well, let me, of course, I'm not going to go back and read it here. But anyway, next verse is down. Discruptible. Discruptible, it says. I had them. And it says two times, you'll be changed. In those two verses, change, change. And discruptible means the body you're living in. How many sees it? Well, you say, well, preacher, don't that contradict the word? It says he's coming, going to bring him with him. No, that's the theophany, the spiritual body. Amen. The one that went in the grave, that gives us earthly contact. That's why if in that other body you don't eat, drink, or any of these things. But when you get back here to this whole earth, we'll have a body like unto His own glorious body. Amen. And in His own glorious body, He went into where the disciples at and said, have you anything to eat? You got anything to eat? They must have loved to eat. Because here's why I say that. They accuse Him of being a gluttonous man and a wine bibber. That's what they said about Him. He's a gluttonous man. Every time you see Him, He's eating. And you'll see him, and he don't mind drinking a little wine. I tell you, a lot of people, there's old Pentecostal people, I tell you, a glass of wine ain't more than a Coca-Cola if you use it right. Can you say amen? No, I ain't got a bottle of wine. If I had some, I'd probably have a glass for dinner. But no, I ain't got none. Amen. Wouldn't feel no pain about it. But I'm just saying this. See, we get off on some kind of a sidetrack. Amen. A place that don't take us anywhere but to a dead-end road. But we're on a track now that's going to give us a glorified body. And there's a message, just like the angel came to, God came to Abraham and Sarah, this about this time next year, what I'm telling you today, mark a line. About this time we're beginning to get into this area of time. Amen. Where the dead will be raised and the living will be changed. Amen. God bless you. I could read a little. I had some more today to read, but I'm not going to do it. The time has gotten away. But do you love Him today? How many see? How many see the change has begun? Has it begun in you? How do you know? Have your thinking begin to change? See, that's where it begins in your thinking. That's why it had to do with Sarah, get her thinking right. Because her thinking was, I don't know what kind of man you are, but ain't but one thing I can do about what you're saying is just laugh at you. But when that man says, begin to tell her what she was thinking in her heart, it changed her. She began to think. And I could go on that a little bit there, but I'm going to leave it there. You can go there with your own thought. So, God bless you today. The change has begun. We've come through a repentance age, the baptism, the Holy Ghost, been baptized into His body. We've reached the stature of the perfect man, Christ Jesus, and we're no longer tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Amen. And we've become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. Amen. God bless you today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come and minister the Word. And thank you for the people here, how they gave respect to the Word. And I thank you for the Spirit of anointing just moved upon myself and the congregation. And I pray that wherever this message is heard, whenever, that the Spirit of the anointing of God will come upon the hearer and they'll rejoice in the Lord. As we have today. Lord, I just bless your name and praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.